Yes, I love Santa Rosa.
It's a song that's getting a lot of play. I love Santa Rosa. And the author, the composer of that song, David Benjamin Greenbaum, is with us on the KSRO Live Line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
And when did you write this song?
Well, it's a funny thing. I actually started writing it about six years ago. We moved to Santa Rosa in late 2004, and what happened was I fell in love with the city and the wonderful place we have and the variety of everything. I wrote a song, and I didn't do anything with it at the moment, but then what happened was after the fire came out, I thought it was really important to release the song because it just seemed like we really needed it. And that's the whole purpose of the song, is it's talking about our strength and our beauty. That's what I wanted to get across.
Yeah, it's very sweet, and you can find it on YouTube, by the way. I love Santa Rosa. Go ahead, Larry.
There's one thing to write a song about Santa Rosa. There's another to get it produced by Ed Goldfarb, the composer of the Pokemon TV shows and movies. How did that happen?
Oh, well, it was very interesting. I am actually a musician. That's my hobby. The main thing is tutoring. And so what happened was that a friend said, there's this great guy in Marin, and if he'll work with you, he's an unbelievable producer. And I got very lucky. He basically does Pokemon and works with me. But just hit it off, and so we are just working on songs together. And we produced I Love Santa Rosa together.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and I know tomorrow night is going to be a very special night as three of Santa Rosa's school choirs get together for a concert at Strawberry Elementary School, and all proceeds will benefit those affected by the fires. Tell us about the event tomorrow night.
Well, there's kind of two things going on. Let's deal with the serious thing first. We all know what we've been through, and what all of us are concerned about is we had this wonderful thing where everyone was donating money, Redwood Credit Union, and we so much appreciate everything they did. But now that fund's shut down. And I think what we're all worried about is, you know, that all of a sudden we're going to leave some people hanging. And so sort of the phrase I've come up with is keep it going. And so this is a good example of what I think all of us need to do is continue throughout this year to help these people who have, been lost homes and just need our help. And so it's not only the concert, my wife and I with our business, we continue to give free classes and discounts. I would like to ask everyone in this area to continue to do that because it's very easy for all of us to move on. It's sort of like a tale of two cities these days, isn't it? We live in Bennett Valley. We were evacuated for 8 days. Yes, it was inconvenient for us, but we're back, and it's almost as if in our area in Bennett Valley, nothing's happened. But in the other areas, these people are still reeling from these effects, and we need to help them.
Yes, indeed.
So tomorrow night, going to the super positive stuff, what's happening is we have just an unbelievable set of choirs in the city. We have Strawberry, and I should say not only our city, but in Bennett Valley. We have the Strawberry Gleagles, which is led by Marla Tusa. This group has grown to, believe it or not, 60 kids. This is an elementary school that has a 60-person choir. And then we have Slater, which is run by Brandon Binder. And then we're all very fortunate. We have an unbelievable choir director at Montgomery High School. Her name is Dana Alexander, and Dana is going to be bringing over the chamber singers. And we're going to have different sets from the group, and then at the very end, all three choirs will get together and sing I Love Santa Rosa together as a group. Now, I saw the rehearsal the other day, and it was unbelievable. I had tears in my eyes. It's just very beautiful to hear these kids singing this song and the pride they have in our city.
Yeah, 100 students are going to participate in this concert all together, and that's not even including the audience, which I guess will be massive. And remind us where this event is and what time it is, David.
The concert will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Strawberry Elementary School in the MPR, which is sort of a building that's functions also as a gym for Strawberry. The donation that we're asking is $3, but it's going to be an incredible concert for anyone who comes to it. And you know, again, at this point, really, what I want to get across is, you know, it's we have an incredible place. So we live in Bennett Valley, Santa Rosa, the whole city. Let's help everyone out. I think that's very important.
Well, you can't beat the price, $3 to get in, and a very unusual circumstance, a happy unusual circumstance, with all three of those choirs performing a part and performing together for the final song. It's going to be quite the night. And thanks for letting us know about it, David. Good luck with the song once again.
I did want to mention one other thing, too. There's another big event coming up everyone should know. We're very fortunate in our area. We have the Shondi family, which is the family that owns all the Mountain Mikes and also Beer Baron and so on. And they have been the ones that have really been stepping it up and putting on events at Old Courthouse Square.
Yes.
And so on St. Patrick's Day, they're actually going to put on a big event for the whole city, just like they did for New Year's. And I'm actually going to be performing for the first time in many years and performing I Love Santa Rosa.
Oh, great.
Along with pianist Frank O'Connor, who's really amazing.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to that, too. David Benjamin Gruenbaum, he is the composer of I Love Santa Rosa. And again, you can find it on YouTube. David, good luck, and thanks for the word.
Thanks very much, Pat and Larry. It's very nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, too.